These words are often unclear and can cause confusion, especially for those who might not fully understand. Therefore, it is important to clarify them and to explain the meaning of the expression that is unclear, so no one gets offended, even the simplest of individuals. So what exactly does the term weakness mean, and how should one interpret it requires understanding. The term itself, though single, has multiple meanings. For instance, physical illness is categorized as weakness. This is seen in the Gospel when it is said, "Behold, the one whom you love is weak," in relation to Lazarus. And he himself stated, "This weakness is not unto death." Paul, speaking about Epaphras, stated, "For indeed he was near death due to weakness, but God had mercy on him." And about Timothy, "Use a little wine for your stomach and your frequent weaknesses." These all point towards physical illness. Also, the failure to firmly establish oneself in faith gets labeled as weakness, the inability to be perfect and complete. While referring to this, Paul said, "Welcome those who are weak in faith, but not for the purpose of quarreling over opinions." Also, he stated, "One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables," signifying those weak in faith. So here we have two definitions for the term weakness. However, there is a third interpretation for it, which includes persecutions, conspiracies, insults, trials, and assaults. And to illustrate this, Paul said, "Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness.'" What does he mean by "in weakness"? He is talking about being in persecutions, in dangers, in trials, in conspiracies, in death situations. And to clarify what kind of weakness he is talking about, he explained, "Not fever nor doubt about faith, but rather in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, in beatings, in imprisonments, for when I am weak, then I am strong." Meaning, when I am persecuted, when I am driven around, when I am conspired against, that's when I am strong, even more prevailing over those who conspire against me, because then the grace rests upon me more abundantly. That's the third sense in which Paul uses the term weakness, and that's what he means by it. Pointing out, as I mentioned earlier, that he seemed to be insignificant and unworthy to others, because he had not desired to boast, or to appear as what he truly was, or even to reveal the power he had to punish and revenge. Hence he was considered to be of little importance. However, when they were showing great indifference and insensitivity, and did not repent of their sins, he seized an opportunity to vigorously discuss these points as well, showing that his inaction was not due to weakness, but out of patience.